Simrish Kimmel. So the Peris Ha'aretz, Mevarech B'Pri Adama, then on Peris Ha'aretz, you make B'Pri Adama. So this one basically goes through the halachos, what goes into what's considered Pri, what's considered B'Pri Adama. So Mechavis Atzav say, Tutim Deilim, B'Sinem Mevarech B'Pri Adama, the Tutim, things like berries or something, you may make Adama. Why? It's only called the eights if it says that you take the olive from the eitzay, but the olive come from the shvashim. It's not called eitz. And over here, since the eitzim fall apart every winter and they grow again, therefore it's going to be a b'adam. Because the machlokes shem exactly what the exact gather of eitz and adam is. The Gemara brings down that the Gemara says something. The Rosh learns basically it's telling him whether you have to replant it or not. Something you have to replant every single year. That's not going to be a tree, and something which. Something which lasts, then that's going to be that's going to be a tree. Other Rishonim say that's tali whether is in the sky mishana l'mishana, that you have to have certain chalakim stay every single year. So the biggest, let's say, machmo kol hashitas Rashi seems to say that if in order to be a tree, the branches have to stay. And the branches stay from year to year, and just the fruits come out. Anything which branches don't stay from year to year, that's going to be that's probably the most kitsoni. It's a deacon rash, like that. The rash seems to say it's totally way up to plant it. Right. Then there's another sheet of the goinim, which the Rama seems to go with, that says it's only called the eights if the alum come from the eightsim, but if the, if he says, but these tutim, since they fall apart every single year, and then they grow from the shvashim, that's called b'pri adama. So basically, the shayla basically is like this: if you have to replant it, everyone agrees that for sure is adama. If you don't have to replant it and it stays under the ground, there's nothing above ground, pashtus, we also that's gonna be adama. What gets more into machlekes is if there's some of the trunk is above, but it falls apart, you don't have to replant it. That gets into somewhat of machlekes. Do you say that already, that since the scam shun is shunning, it's in the eights? Or do you say that no, that's going to be a dhamma? And then there's another shlav that the trunk fully stays, but the branches fall apart. So that's really Shittas Rashi, that's really Shittas Rashi. Now the Pashas Rama is going more that you need the trunk to be there and the trunk to be above. The branches are not so much of a chesh, it's really more the Pashas Rama. The Choshochan understood the Rama like the Shittas Rashi. So you have to have the branches fall apart every single year. That's going to be a dhamma. The only time it's going to be a tree if the branches stay from year to year. So I can also get a little halakha lemaisa, go through different fruits and what about halachas. So tutum gedelim b'sneh, that's by pri adama, call me like strawberries or something like that. Now that's going to be by pri adama. So what's the big discussion really is blueberries. All right, what's that blueberries? The mishmur brings down peris gedel na linz kana, so peris which grow on small trees, even if they're pachas gemutfachim. Like Yagdash Shurim, these like blueberries. The Magaram says, make eights. Why? Because it stays from year to year. And even though it grows very low, but that's a small tree. Oilam noigin v'rech 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 v'rech. Something which under three says the Iker din is should be a tree, but the minig oilam is do v'rech v'rech. That's what Mishmur writes. So a case would that be? It would seem to be like something like blueberries. Are some blueberries which grow from very low bushes, and therefore the chuyra that we tell in this nidan, in this bad submission eats, the minigo ilam is to make a pre adam, and it's, they say it's not considered kokak, it's considered pre. Now, Ramayisha Shuva says, it's not exactly familiar with this minigo ilam, where it comes from, like mechitesa. Doesn't know if there is such a minigo ilam, Shuva says there is, doesn't know if there is. He says, oh, if you have that minog, you should follow the minigo ilam, but for now, you see shmikates. Like, why should it be? It's a tree. So unless you have the minigo, you should do it. If you have a suffix, he says you shouldn't do it. Therefore, what's the lack of my blueberry? Now, the Metzias of blueberries is, I'm just talking about blueberries in the tree over there. Metzias of blueberries is like this. Most blueberries grow on trees which are way above 3 tefachim. There are some which go under 3 tefachim. But therefore, the mice, we're going to make eights on them. Because above 3 tefachim, we should make eights, right? This one's under 3 tefachim. Under 3 tefachim, that's what my grandma said should be eights. So my grandma was doing Adama. And my mother doesn't like this Ben Gailam. He says, only if you know for sure if you have the Ben Gailam. I don't know, for sure this is from Ben Gailam. You have no idea as a blueberry that you're eating. You have no clue whether they're part of the Ben Gailam. You have no idea, you know, which ones they're from. From above the under three, therefore blueberries, we do eights on them. Cranberries is also a similar Nidan, same type of thing, is under three and under three. It's also a similar Nidan. And the mice end up making eights because, you know, we're not, you know, because the same Nidan, you know, we don't make this part of the Megalom, not the Megalom. Do you have the Megalom or not? And the mice are sure wants you to make eights. Now, something which is a big vikuach about is papaya. So, papaya, the Metzia says it grows on a tree, and the papaya has two massive nekminas. One is called the Erla, and if it's a fruit, there's chayv and Erla, and also eitz adama. There's two major nekminas. The pasha is adav is that it should be a fruit. Why not? It grows on a tree, and it should be a fruit, and it should be Erla. Where did it start from? It seemed to be the Megillah was not like that. So choose for Apalam as well, Arichas, I think it was Beis Lamed, Red Vaz. It seems to be Megillah, but they weren't Pichishas for Arla in it. And also, maybe it's Parpi Adama. So they say, you know, what's the chance such a thing? So they say different stars. Once what they want to say is that the Mitzvah supply is that it grows in 1 year. First year you plant it, fruits come out. So once what they want to say is that that's not called a tree. A tree is something which grows, takes a couple years to grow, and then it produces. First year you put it down, that's a vegetable. So even though maybe it grows like a tree, but then, you know, that's kind of design that can't be a vegetable. That can't be a tree. A second svara brought down is that maybe that it's a very flimsy type of tree. It's not strong. It's very weak. Trees, you know, you have like chazak, strong. You know, it's not like empty type of things. Being that's hollow, maybe that doesn't get a same tree. Chadash brings down these svaras and he says like mechadesa, you know, it's like not just like a svaras. And Chadash is a different svara. Let's say it's more like this, that the Metzias is the way papaya is, it grows the first year. And then, with that cloud, most of the papayas, the Metzias is that this, it's going to be within 3 years. So it doesn't last so long, the fruit. So now, if you're going to say it is Arla, so it comes out that you can have eat the fruit. So, can a design that it's a fruit, if it's, it can't be a tree and a fruit if it's not shy to eat it. And Elamai, as I was say, that's a swear that it's going to be. You know, maybe that's a svar to say.
I mean, you're allowed to eat chadar also, may I tell
you? No. The tait of a tree is something which stays for a long time. This guy, Yamarabim, so over here, being that the Mitzvah says that it just like lasts a year or two or three, that kid doesn't get a shame, elon to it. It has to be something which lasts. Which stays around. So Chazal wants to start to go with other svar, maybe it's hollow, he wants to maybe start it. Kids, what's the lack of my sofa pie? So the lack of my sofa pie is like this. That Benegeya Barachas, it seems to me, there we go, that it's Adama, it's not an eights. And I will take along these stars, some suffering, might be the other Adama, Yates with eights, eights with Adama, not Yates. When it comes to Arla, so it's like this. The more Mahajan Akshayim or Machmer, the Bedat speak to Yosef is Mikkel. Everybody Yosef is Mikkel, you know, he goes with the Revaz and the Rav Palm, he's finished to place him, he goes with that, so you know he's Mikkel. And the Metzias is, or Rabbi can move on as Mikkel, right? Metzias is 80% of the papayas on the Shuk are going to be Arla. There's only a small amount, some of them from Chutzler, some of them are whatever. But the Metzias come out, all the papayas in the Shuk, which are going to be out there are going to be the Shaila, which has Arla. So if you're going to bet that, you see if you're going to the Arla ones for sure. But that's Macher. So they're working it out that either some chutzlaris, or maybe the couple would stay around. But, you know, it's important that, you know, you should be familiar with this, that, you know, it's a certain shayla arla, Passes should be a tree. Am I there? It says like this. Passes should be a tree. There's all these like questions as far as like maybe it's hollow. It's not muscular and they're all these things. Maybe it's hollow. Maybe it doesn't last. Maybe because, you know, these are all svarlach. And therefore, definitely, you know, the minna go'ilam definitely is from had to machra kapa, you know, kapa yala. I'm in a right to be machmer. Fine. Strawberries are adama. Second. Yeah, the shadows on it says in Sifkim, Moises, you make grape Adama. So, what is it? So, some places say, they don't know exactly. Moises doesn't know what it is. So, Shulchan wants to say that shadows is bananas. And he says, this gets into the banana shayla. Shayla is bananas, the Matthias was. I think this is Matthias. I think that's going on, bananas. So the shayla is on bananas. Is it going to be a dam or is it going to be a eight? So it's growing from a tree, but being that it's always dying, so therefore maybe it should be a dama. So the Mechava over here is saying it's going to be a dam. This whole nida is a mitam badai or is a mitam safek? As nafkamina is, let's say you have an apple and a banana. So she makes sure to make a bracha on the banana first, because you make a eight, it's an apple first. So maybe betzem the banana is eights, and therefore you're going on it, going on pattering it.
What should you do?
You have an apple and a banana. So the shaila is, you make a bracha on the apple first. So then, if the banana is a vade adam or it's a suffix, that's your shayla. So someone would say, banana is a suffix, it's only a suffix we do adam with. So you shine him, and blah, blah, blah. Therefore, if they have apple banana, you should go ahead and make a bracha on the banana first. Not that you can get yourself the shayla, maybe you're going to be yates. So I'm saying, I think the minigun is not to be cheshish for it. I mean, I'm more like bananas are have a din of adam. Alright, so look at that. So strawberries, cranberries, blueberries we spoke about. There's one more. Or raspberries. Okay, raspberries on the Satam on. It's one big meeting of vinegar where the very important sugya vinegar is about Bipri Adam is what's the lacha with the greenhouse stuff, the Matzah Menutak? And give a Shemitah, right? So by Shemitah, there's a whole meeting with Peres Nachri, Mutter, Asa, right? You know, that whole discussion. So there's something, plan, which those who are Machar Peres Nachri, one of the things they do is they call Matzah Menutak. Matzah Menutak is that the question basically is like this. If you plant something in an atzitz, can you make a dama or not? What's he said to Shaila? So is Yishami in the seventh parak claim. So the seventh parak claim has a shayla. If you plant something atzis, can you see a moitzlechem in arts or not? What's a shayla? Being that it's an atzis, so therefore, in the nusach bracha, you know, maybe moitzlechem in arts will not apply. Now the Yishami does not have a clear pshitas, but he gave the shayla. It was even as machlekes with the Moisha and whatever. So whether it's one menukav or any menukav, you know, it's even menukav. That far. As much like both, you know, in Nusach HaBracha, maybe in Nusach HaBracha, I don't see it. But definitely, some of them look at it, but the more posh is Ma'ayin HaMelakav. So Ma'ayin HaMelakav, the Shaila is the same as Ma'ayin HaMelakav. You know, in the Nusach HaBracha, does it pass in there, or it's, is that called, it's in dirt. So maybe it is Ma'ayin HaMelakav, and it's right on top of it. Or do you say, or not. Shema is a Safak. Shema doesn't have Peshitas. Comes on the Chayadam. Chayadam says that who had din by Prepi Adama is the same shayla. And just like the Yishami doesn't have pshitas, I mean, it comes out, you do not say mitzvah in arts, you can't say mitzvah in arts. But if you do bread in a flower pot, who would have been a gay when you're dealing with by Prepi Adama? It's not Prepi Adama, it doesn't go for the ground. And therefore, you plant something in a flower pot, you're going to make shaka on everybody. And the Chay Adam, the three Chedushim in terms of the Chay Adam. And one is, Yishami is a suffix. It's not clear what the Pshit is Yishami is a suffix. There are some hold on Yishami on the page that we have that the Yishami answered the Shaila and holds. You couldn't say much Zechim and Arts. Zechim is assuming not like that. That's number one. Number two is The
well, there are some portions that
learn the Yishami says a suffix. Now, what did Yishami do with the suffix? They leave it as a suffix if we had to be machmir, or did Yishami answer the suffix a couple of lines later? So Chazan was doing that still suffix, and if he can say Masechet Menorah. So you know, Yishami was special kula. That's number one. Number two is the Bavli is mevur that if you have an atzitz, it says you can make Berachas Hamazon. You make Berachas Hamazon on it. So some say that if you're making Berachas Hamazon, then you probably make a mitzvah on it. Some is taver that you're making shakal and then you're benching on it. So you want to say Yishami had a suffix, but Bavli clearly was not like that, and therefore we're right for the Bavli not like the Yishami. Therefore, you definitely could make Adam on atzitz sheni naka. Tiny number three is that even if you're right, the Yishami did not have Peshitas, and it's not about who's loving Yishami, but Yish Lechalik did a Muitzi and Adama making Adama. The basic Nusach is that a Muitzi Lechem in Arts is very pratisic, like a Nusach, he's saying a Muitzi Lechem in Arts, it goes on the ground, like it's not Muitzi Lechem in Arts. It's not Muitzi Lechem in Arts. Is more of like a bracha, a shrach of the bench for creating things which are pre hadama. The basic is it came from the ground. This come from the ground, did not come from the ground. If we can say it, this is a chazan nusach. Hashem is saying boipri adama. He's using a shrach like a shrachu. Either the one nusach is a min which grows from the ground. This is a min which grows from the ground, which is a pre hadama, or lashem bnei adam. It's pre hadama, and therefore the chazan says yisachalak dina moitzi. To by Adama, even if you say each time is machmir by Amitzi, by Prepare Adama, we make one, can make Prepare Adama. So when this is most like it is by Shemitah, because by Shemitah, a lot of times what they do is they have the greenhouses in order that it shouldn't be Chayav Shemitah. That the way they do it is they sell it to a guy in the greenhouses, and therefore it's not considered, but the Shalal is going to Shalal. According to Chayav Adama, make Shakal. According to the other Paiskim, the Maitzi make Adama. The Maitzi, the Minigo Eilam, more is to make Adama. Like these svaras, either we are passing like the Yishami or Yishchalik from the Yishami, and therefore the Megillah is make Adama. What's a bigger shayla is the hydroponic, I'm not sure pronouncing it right, the Gedulei Mayim. They grow from water. They plant things on water. They're mamish vets, there's no shaykhs. You know, by the autistic, say svara grows in dirt or it's a mint, it's everything. Well, here it's a little more shver, but Vadi Taka Paskins that hydroponic, Vadi Shmek Shak on it. The Sheva Levi and others, the Sheva Levi says, Otzion says a tiny, interesting tiny that Lamaitza, the bracha by Priyadama is a bracha of Priyadama. Now, how do you get the hydroponic? How did it come from a seed which came from the ground? So, meaning, came from a seed which came from the ground, except for the Nusach bracha by Priyadama taka would apply.
Which
one
is it?
Otzion. The Nusach of the Sheva Levi, and Alfred Shay, is going back to it with his mitzvah. It's a min. And you know, the Nusach HaBracha is what we call a tree. We don't call a tree. It's patterned after it's patterned after what's called again? It's patterned after what people call it. The nice people call it Min Adama, and therefore you have to make Min Adama.
I'm glad you held Adama.
Shackle. Glad to say Shpik Shackle. So it's not a... Yeah. Right, that's very important.
We have that on the market. Do you use that?
Shemitah for sure, all over the place. All the greenhouse and stuff. Yeah.
The hydroponic
design. They do have it. I don't know what's what, but I think they. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big chapper, but I'm sure they. But I think they're around. I'm saying they should be around. Fine. Even like McShackle next to the pre. Why? Because.
There's no bread that we have to worry about.
Who?
No bread comes from.
Nah, bread they don't. Yeah. Fine. What else are we started? Rishkimel, sorry. Where are we supposed to be up to, by the way?
Rishdal is Zayn Cheftes.
Okay, so let's hurry up a little here. It's 9, and then it says you make it right by Adam. What's the reason why? Even if it's anxious. But. Since it's not the Dadahachi, you make a dominant. So the Chalim Gzan art steins are very bitter, and you don't eat it, you don't make a bracha. So the grass says, you do make a bracha. But definitely is a soy. That's something which is not normal to eat, and no one eats it in a regular. You know, person doesn't eat it. So then, anichnami would not be adama, and it'll be shahakal. Now, our radishes, people eat radishes by themselves. I don't think so, right?
Sound.
But not, yeah, but by itself, I'm saying. Mm. By itself, it'd definitely be like a shlagadar chachila and a chayra. It would, you know, definitely be shahakal in that case. Yeah, so we started to mess with all things we make shackle on. So it was like 30 cases of we make shackle. One of the cases. Boss of Aim, Achai, Oiv, Dog and Batesam, Chala, Vina. This is interesting. Kafachayim, which is let's say you make a Oipri Adama on like Behema or eggs. He says that we find that Gemara Evan calls it Gdudi Karka because Nizim in a Karka. So being that Nizim in a Karka, Kabbasin Lachas has a din of Karka. So the Kaf Chaim says, "But the evidence make a Vayipri Adama, then it's going to be okay."
On what?
On say Behema or Beitzim. It's called Nizim and Akaka. Beitzim. The Shiva Levi is very very stark. It says like, you know, not just saying I'm saying about the Vayipri. We're doing Lashem B'nei Adam, and even though maybe it's called the Akaka, so it's Nizim and Akaka. About over here, there's not much to talk about, and definitely would be Shahakal. I guess we have to discuss it. We'll just skip to there and we'll come back to things later. The whole Shir Mezigah with wine. This is a very important sugya. Chaver brings down, you have Shmer Yayin, which is the Chaver inside, you make Bar Piragafen. If you put 1 to 4 water, then it's Yayin Mazlik, you make Bar Piragafen. Less than that is Rishakal. So the Chaver says, that's what I'm saying. The ratio is 1 to 4. Then he says, that's only their wines are very, very strong, but our wines are very, very weak. Even 1 to 4, you lose the bracha. Elmai would do Shir Mezigah. So what's Shir Mezigah? Is 1 to 4. Our wines are weaker, therefore you get less. How much is less? It doesn't say clearly. Comes only Rama, very crypto Rama, Vad, then should be 1 to 6. So like it doesn't really read so well, right? Rama says 1 to 4, then he goes less than 1 to 4, like 1 to 2, 1 to 3, whatever it is. Then he says a Vad, this should be, you know, 1 to 6. There is Vad going to be possible. So Shaila is exactly. What exactly are Ma's coming to do with Machlekes? Not a Machlekes, a Hezber, and you know, what exactly is going on. So Aruch HaShulchan learns whether Ma's is coming to do is that, you know, he has a little bit of stira. We find in Hilchas, Yayin Nesach, 1 to 6 has in wine, and here we're going 1 to 4. So he's just letting you know that, you know, there is a Musa 1 to 6. So if there would be a place that does 1 to 6, you should know that also could be a Mahalach. And that also would get a, you know, would also get a shame yayin to it. The Mishneh Berurah says, you know, never get my beer. You know, the Chaver was ready mechon our wines, so he wants to say that there's a chilek between shmarim and wine. The Chaver says 1 to 4 is only about shmarim. Wine, the ratio is 1 to 6. There's really no machlekes. The wine is really 1 to 6, and my Mishnah Shmar is going to be 1 to 4. And I was going to that, when Mishnah goes, in order to be wine, you know, 1 to 6 ratio, you know, 60% wine, the rest is all considered water. That Lamaisa, that'll be enough to be considered, that'll be enough to be considered Yain. The Kafachayim says that no, the Vachaba argues on Rama. And it's going to be Mishnah Machlekes. 1 to 4 is Shmar, 1 to 6 is wine, and everyone agrees to each other. Kachai says, no, Machlekes is Ramah, the Machab was 1 4, Ramah was 1 6. The Machab is saying our wines aren't so strong, and therefore maybe it should be less. What should it be? Kachai says, could be telling Raif nowadays. Pergam also tells maybe he's going to be telling Raif. So it comes out, I just threw out a lot of shit. There's a little bit of a. What's the right word? A little bit of a. I'm not sure what the right word is, but anyhow, let's cut over the sheet over here. We'll go according to the Panin Mishnah Berurah. It's always 1 to 6, and no machlekes from Rama. Everyone agrees to that. And as when that which they say wine according to the Sfaradim, kasha lefi Beit Yosef. So it's really a scam. It's not really true because the Mishnah Berurah holds it's 1. The Chabad is Shmarim 1 to 4. Wine's 1 to 6. everyone agrees that wine's a weaker or you go plus a weaker and whatever. You know, no Muscabre Beseis of any such remez to such any sheet of rave, and it doesn't exist. Now, there's a famous Mesa with Chavetz Chaim. That is, what's his name? One of the G'dalei Da, I forgot it. He saw when Mishabura wrote this thing about 1-4-1-6. He was like very upset that, you know, the Mishabura was shining in the Mishabura. And, you know, he wrote more Tshuva saying that, and Asar wines are weaker. And it was one of the big Rabbanim. So he went to the Chavetz Chaim. So Chavetz Chaim said, yeah, him, he could, he's a Rav, he gets a very big salary. He could afford to have like real wine, right wine. But us common folk, don't really have the money. We really can't afford to do this. And, it can't be machmir such a thing. But she sees the pair of them well, but Al Kapanim, fair stuff, right? But anyhow, Al Kapanim, so this service says, wine kosher beseis, isn't that really 100% sure? It's not really the beseis. The way Mishpura is going is 1-4 by Shmarim, real wine is 1-6, and even in the Mishpura, Chabad has mentioned, our wine is weaker, it's going to be weaker. The reason why I say Beseis of wine is the Kavchaim is when it comes along and says, and he wants to say that, what should it be? It should be Rav. There's also Primogal the Moses, it should be Rav wine. So that which they're going, they wanted to have Rav wine, is the coming really more from the Kavchaim. Kavchaim is the one who wants to say that, that should be Rav Yain, and therefore that means wine kosher according to Beseis. But you want to know, is the Malkin according to Rav Ramah to Rav Machmer? Maybe, because even in the Mr. Ruh's world, he says that their wines are stronger, our wines are weaker, what's going to be? I think the Archos Vedim brings down that if it's the third, you need a third wine. Then you need two-thirds wine, I think he writes. Because, what's the Shermah Singh that's a Malkin? Well, he did, Rav Yashav also was Gantz Machmer. What's the Vyasa's cousin Machmer? This is the goal of Shimon Zigar Yitzhak Malkim. So they say, what's called Shimon Zigar Yitzhak Malkim? Do you look at the factories or look at people's houses?
Factories.
So he's saying, Pastor Gabas to the factories. So then we say, no, Vyasa would say the factories don't really work. Because the factories, the reason why it tastes like wine is because they have all these like tricks, chemicals make it taste like wine. They put all the things in, therefore it tastes like wine. But really, the water would like knock it out. And when it tastes like it. I mean, they put these preservatives, mishtan into wine. But you have to look at people who don't do that. You have to know what's really called a shemizigo. So if you look at what's called a shemizigo of that place, look around and see what it is. I think it's just like it said, like in France, like they put no water in. Like, so maybe it's 10%,
20%. People's houses, people put water in the
water? Very little. Maybe 10, 20%, very little. Yes, a couple guys just said they don't put in. But in France, they do not. Here, maybe 10, 20%. And then Vriyasha said, that's pretty very stark. Others say, no, look at the factories. It's a chiddush. The definitely needs to be Mekel with a Shema Ziga. Kosher wine, according to the system, means that it's going to be Rav Yain. Right, there is Malkin to be Machmer, even in the Ashkenazi world.
What's the title of the meaning? They're basing it on the Mechaber?
They're basing it on the Mechaber. I suppose no Machlex is the Mechaber.
But even Chaver says 1-4, no?
But then he says, well, that's those ones are stronger, ours are weaker, you go to Shemizu Gatsa Malkin. What's the Shemizu Gatsa Malkin? So you have to down, is it the factories or the home? You have to go two things. Say that factories and knock off the factories, the preservative stars, and also knock off the. Right.
What does it mean, Kumar? What does it mean, Kula?
It wouldn't be a coffin, it'd be a shackle.
Yep,
so
we got
someone buys
wine from the store.
Okay, so in the store, they do have water in them. I gradually asked somebody who has a winery to find that for me, so that his winery, 10%. They put 10% water. Others put in more. Ravadia has a tshuva, these places put in a lot of water, and he's by Santa Kedushin. They brought out a wine, which had a lot of water. I got up there and I made chakal. Just so everyone should know, I did chakal. And it's a bechutzpah. They don't make wines for the. They asked like something in the patats, and they said like, oh, we're not sure if it's svardim. It's a bechutzpah and the fneiver, and he made chakal to be priced to everyone. that the mice are going to be a lot of water, then it's going to be a problem. So mice, the wise elders say kosher lasvei. This means they're going to be rave, the rave whatever. The nafkamina is basically how much water you can add to your wine. In other words, let's say you want to make whatever, you can't. Don't add so much. Now, there definitely is malkin for a chavra, and a person shouldn't add a lot of water.
Like
grape juice. Like, grape juice is all the right. That there's some place in the Ashram, I'm going to say that the whole Shem is a good wine. But grape juice is a davar, and if you put a little, then it's going to be a problem. My, so the Pasha is over the Sechidish. The Pasha davar is Tali, and if you lose the time of grape juice, this is the point. It turns into lose the time of grape juice, then we're going to say that. It loses time of grape juice, then it loses time because my soul tastes like a thing. Yeah, but definitely you should not add a lot of water to grape juice. That's definitely not a good idea. What is it, grape juice or the water or the wine? Cooper told us that by Kedem. No, that was by the wine. The way they figure out how much water to add in is depends how strong the grapes come out. The acid of the grapes.
Grape? Yeah.
What?
I think grape juice. Oh? I think there's grape juice.
There's like grape juice? That's what I think it's
like.
I think that's what it was. You told us. It's basically like this. I think there's the. It depends how strong and the tasting and how much acid or whatever there. Explains all the taste. I forgot what it was. But it depends. And the amount of water they're adding on, they just tried to get to the same. He said, the kedems are gotten. Because they're just trying to get to the same point. The amount of water they're adding on is sometimes more, sometimes less. Just they're trying to get to that, back to that slab of certain tastes. And, depends on the content of, how much it was. That's what they're based on.
What does it mean, how much it was, when, at what point?
The strength of the grapes and the juice and the, that's how much water they're adding. Let's see what the wine of grapes. Just like after we buy my next one. Okay, fine. Go stop here.